The two countries brokered a seven-day humanitarian truce between the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces. It came into effect on Monday. Riyadh and Washington say preparations are underway for humanitarian relief operations. In a joint statement, though, they've accused the warring factions of ignoring pledges not to seek military advantage before the ceasefire began. The United Nations says millions of Sudanese who've been trapped by the fighting since mid-April are in desperate need of assistance. Well, let's speak to our correspondent, Hiba Morgan. She joins us live from Omdurman, that's northwest of Khartoum. Hiba, you're one of the last foreign correspondents left on the ground there. I believe you drove through the capital yesterday. Can you talk us through what you saw?
Yesterday afternoon, we drove to the northern part of the capital through the city of Bahri in Khartoum. And we saw a lot of checkpoints set up by the rapid support forces. And one thing that was very noticeable is the number of civilians that we were able to see on the streets. Very few people remaining behind in the city of Bahri. Many of the houses that we drove past were locked. Clearly, you could see the keypads and you can see the locks on the doors to show that the residents of these homes have left the city of Bahri due to the ongoing violence. We were also able to see a lot of bullet marks in many of the buildings that lie along the main roads in the city of Bahri, as well as signs of homes being destroyed by artillery or being burned as a result of the fighting between the rapid support forces and the Sudanese army. Now, Bahri in Khartoum North is one of the cities where intense fighting between the rapid support forces and the Sudanese army has been taking place. Many of its residents have fled from Bahri, leaving very few behind. Those who we spoke to say that they're staying to either guard their properties out of fear of being robbed and looted, or because they don't have the financial capability to leave to neighboring states and be able to support themselves there. We also saw a few dead bodies along the main roads in the city of Bahri. And it's clear that it's from the latest fighting that took place about 4 or 5 days ago between the RSF and the Sudanese army. Many people there say that they do want the ceasefire to hold for aid to be able to come in, but so that they can get a sense of normalcy in their lives. But when you look at Bahri and when we drove through Bahri, it's clearly not the same place that we know it before the conflict started exactly 40 days ago.
Hiba, can you give us a sense of how this latest ceasefire is actually going, and is any aid getting through?
Well, yesterday, while we were in Khartoum North, we were able to hear sporadic gunfire, and it's not clear if it was the RSF or the army, or if it was just warning shots being fired by the RSF, as it was at a distance from where we were in the northern part of the capital. But in Omdurman, we were also able to hear the sounds of gunfire late into the night, and it's not clear, again, where the attack is coming from. But we do know that there was fighting between the rapid support forces and the Sudanese army in the central part of the capital, Khartoum. And in the early hours of Tuesday morning in the city of Al-Lubayd, when the RSF tried to attack the military garrison in the city in North Kordofan, and the army responded using heavy artillery. Fighter jets were also flying overhead on Tuesday, and we were able to hear the sound of it early this morning as well. All of this, of course, is a violation of the ceasefire that was signed in the Saudi city of Jeddah. And because of the ongoing violence, aid organizations, many of them, have not been able to deliver aid to the capital, Khartoum. They say that there's been logistical challenges, that there's an issue of security for their staff and for the aid to be delivered. And the medic group, Doctors Without Borders, say that their offices in Khartoum has been occupied by the rapid support forces, and that several of their offices has been robbed in different parts of the country, hampering their operations. So lots of challenges for aid organizations to be able to deliver aid to the millions who are still behind, trapped in the fighting here in the capital, Khartoum, and in other parts of Sudan as well.
Indeed. Hiba Morgan, they're our correspondent on the ground in Omdurman. Thanks so much, Hiba, and stay safe.